okay, they're clicking no and hoping that something's not going to go down. Oh, no. I mean, we're in a bad, bad way.
And well, if it's still Windows 7, that's tragic.
Right. So this purchase needs to be made ASAP so that we have at least one unit that is operational. So that's why we're doing this.
Patty.
I'm going to ask this question this way because I want to ask another question. Does this interface with Nixle?
This, you know, I'm not actually sure about the Nixle interface. It's all tied into our E911 and the communications that our dispatchers are using. So that would be a very good question for our designer for that. Yes.
Because the real question I wanted to ask, and I didn't want you to call me out of order, is the progress on the Nixle system is going forward?
That is going forward. Bit by bit, it got interrupted with the application of this grant.
Okay.
But I've been in. I've gone through the different videos on setting it all up. I have some of the fire department set up. we're getting there for the rest of the community. So.
Okay, well, that would be interesting if it did interface.
Absolutely.
Good, yeah.
Just so you know, the fire chief also said that he would be available if anybody had any questions for him, but I think Dee Dee did an excellent job covering us off here. Yeah, he said he was landing at 7:30, so you covered till he landed. But is there any other questions for Dee Dee? Thanks for coming down, Dee Dee. We really appreciate it when folks come down and explain
this stuff. Mr. Mayor,
yeah,
I apologize. Just to clarify, so what this does is it transfers the money from reserve because this wasn't initially in the budget, but the $7,700 expense is with the spending authority, so you're not being asked to approve the expenditure.
And then the $18,000 or $1,800 that they have in the account stays there, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Any further questions? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pisanka?
Yes. Thanks again, Dee Dee, for coming down. Item 13C, resolution number 01-20-1510 of the Assembly, City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, supporting the reuse development plan for Lot 17, Block 5A, Wrangell Town Site, USS 1119, former Wilcox Automotive Site.
Move to approve resolution number 01-20-1510.
Been moved. Do we have a second?
Pleasure.
Seconded by Assemblymember Powell. Discussion.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes,
Assemblymember Powell expressed some concern about this resolution being passed and whether or not it would put us in a position where that property could never be used for any other purpose if we were stuck with a parking lot. Both Carol Rushmore from Seattle and Amber have called DEC multiple offices multiple times today trying to get a definitive answer to this. What I said to Assemblymember Powell yesterday is it is my understanding, and I'm making a bit of an assumption here, that the resolution is passed to apply for this technical grant so that the Brownfields program understands the technical assistance they need to provide to us based on what the intended use is. In my opinion, there's no way they can hold the borough to this in perpetuity because it's not being recorded to the property. It's not as if there's some sort of conservation easement or something that is being recorded to the property in deed form or anything else. So this is what I would ask you to do so that we can move forward with the application. If you are comfortable, I'd ask you to vote on this. And if we find with the answer that comes back to Carol or Amber to their calls is that, yes, this holds you in perpetuity, we will back off and not do the grant because I know that that's not what the Assembly wants.
Okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent. Thank you, Lisa.
And
Patty.
For the listening public, will you explain what we're talking about and will the conceptual drawing be available? Could it be on City Hall walls or something?
Sure, we could put it on City Hall walls. So the former Wilcox Automotive site is the vacant property currently next to the WCA Carving Shed or Community Center right downtown on Front Street. And for a number of years, I believe since the Front Street project, came about. There's been discussion of using that old site as a parking lot and sort of a gathering area with benches and, you know, wayfinding signage and, you know, nice foliage and things like that, just to increase the downtown aesthetics and to provide some much-needed downtown parking. And I think the reason why it was looked at for that is because it was formerly a contaminated site. All of the petroleum contamination, that soil's been removed, sent off-island to an appropriate disposal site, but there is still lead contamination in the site that needs to be monitored. And what we are working with right now is trying to determine what the ongoing monitoring and cleanup requirements would be to use that property at varying levels. And we're working with Shannon and Wilson to do that. This resolution is on the agenda because Carol Rushmore is trying to apply for a Brownfields Technical Assistance Grant that would provide us with some assistance in working through that process. And the grant application requires that we pass a resolution regarding an intended use plan.
Roland, did you want to come forward with something? Just state your name for the record, please, Roland. Thank you.
Roland Howell, Director of Public Works. I've talked to Bill Willard about this place being a parking lot, which we have no objection to. I'd like to see it like a seasonal parking lot, because this is a major, major place where we dump the downtown snow in the wintertime. So just want to keep that in mind when we're doing this stuff, because it adds considerable amount of time to clear downtown. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, just one other comment. So WCA, with some of their transportation funding, wanted to try to get this area paved, and they were willing to come forward with their funding to do it. And so that's part of why this issue has elevated as of recent, because they wanted to try to make the improvements to the property, and we were unable to do it because of the status with DEC that the project wasn't closed out. We thought it was, with the soil being shipped off island last year. That unfortunately was not the case, and so we're going through the process trying to figure out what needs to be done now.
Any other questions? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13D, approval to dispose of city surplus property in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.060 and authorize the borough manager to dispose of any surplus property not purchased during the sale.
Move to approve the disposition of surplus property in conformance with Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.10.060 and to authorize the borough manager to dispose of the city property not purchased during the sale.
We move. Do we have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Assemblymember Gilbert. Discussion. I think this is fairly straightforward. We've got a list of what's going on there, and I don't see any issues. Any other comments? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13E, approval of the 2020 federal legislative priorities.
Move to approve the 2020 federal legislative priorities.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion. Lisa?
Mr. Mayor, Assemblymember Gilbert was kind enough to bring a couple of improvement items to our attention. So one of the things that she suggested is that in areas where we mention a resolution or a letter, that gets attached to make sure that documentation is there, which I think is outstanding. She actually asked, with regard to our hazard mitigation plan that is mentioned under the reservoir dam rehabilitation, has that been completed yet? And it is with FEMA for approval. And so once we know, we'll update you for that, but we haven't received word back yet.
Do we remember? We didn't
send it in.
No, we didn't.
Do we even know if all of our suggestions are still in it? Or?
In fact, we do not, Assemblymember Gilbert. So because we have to have a plan in place for certain things, my recommendation is that we just roll with it.
Right.
And then we do an amendment
right.
to update it with those things that may very well be missing.
So don't stress over it.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We've got plenty for you to stress over, Patty. Okay.
Assemblymember Gilbert surplus. Rightly, in the water availability, I have listed midst of a severe drought. We are now down to moderate drought in our neck of the woods. And I think that was it for the federal.
Any other comments or questions on the legislative priority list? Okay, hearing none, we'll vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of the 2020 state legislative priorities.
Move to approve the 2020 state legislative priorities.
We move. Do we have a second?
Yes.
Seconded by Assembly Member Larrabee. Lisa?
Sure. Again, Mr. Mayor, a couple of items I want to go over. The first is that I have been corrected. I said that there were four people working at the ADF&G office here. My understanding is, well, two that are funded through the ADF&G budget, but two additional that that are funded for transboundary work out of other money. There are actually 14 people that work on the river out of this office.
But that position is not slated to be moved to Petersburg.
That's correct. But the point I made here in the office closure is that the state budget says there's only two people that work out of that office. One that's going to be moved to Petersburg, and the other one is going to they're going to dissolve that position. What the fact of the matter is there are 14 other people that work out of this office seasonally doing work, and that it is a major inconvenience for them to have to move elsewhere potentially to do that work. So that I'll update that information.
One thing that I would add, or possibly add, is I did raise with both of our legislators that if this is, I think part of the reason this has come up is that the lease is up. So if these leases mm-hmm. come up, they reevaluate the process, you know, the location. So I said, look, you've got the health nurse down below that's transient, and she basically is leasing probably a third of the main floor space. Why not recentralize the fishing game down into the health nurse office and put in space for OCS, a little office for the OCS worker? It's more than enough space down there. So I'm worried that this is sort of like, well, great, we can get rid of this lease, mm-hmm. and so you may want to add something in there about utilizing, and there's a term for it where they cooperate interdepartmentally.
I think it's called that, interdepartmental cooperation.
There you go. That one.
I think you nailed it.
Perfect. It's a long night. Do we want to a public safety building?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. On the back, actually, here, Assemblymember Gilbert has suggested that we change just public safety building rehabilitation to public safety building rehabilitation and or replacement and add an appropriate number in there. Is everybody comfortable with that?
Yep. And I'm comfortable with you taking take a wild guess, because
a wag,
you know, yeah, you just have to put something in. So
right, we will attach the resolutions noted, support resolutions noted in here as well. And one of the other things that Assemblymember Gilbert suggested, we talk about the adoption of a sustainable budget plan, and Assemblymember Gilbert would like the borough perhaps to do, let's say, a survey monkey survey of the community about revenue options. And so I think that's something that we're going to look into.
Right. So I did contact our attorney, and he said although he's never seen that done, he doesn't see a problem with it. And so we would have to put something together that would be appropriate, and then run it through the attorney before we put that out to the public. And basically just to kind of get to gauge the public and see where they're at with something like that.
The only fear I have on that, I really like public input, I'm going to say that up front, but public input that's not based on hard data terrifies me, because if you just throw it out there and say, you know, what would you support for generating more, you know, increasing revenue streams within the state? You know, one's going to be decrease the dividend, one's going to be sales tax, one's going to be payroll taxes, like, you know, so we throw these things out there. But what I worry about is that people may not understand the impacts to their own community. Mm-hmm. So, for example, the sales tax, a state sales tax, could have implications to us in some way with our own sales tax program. So if you know, inadvertently you say, well, I think we should just have a state sales tax, and we lose the ability to collect what we need to collect somehow, then we have to raise our millage, or we have to come up with another way to make up the short stop or the gap in revenue. So I do worry a little bit about that, because sometimes, you know, if we get something that says we think you should cut dividends, and then, you know, we find out that, well, the dividends pump X number of dollars into our community, and that hurts us on this other side. So I just don't know. I do worry that it becomes a referendum, and we have to go with that referendum. That people feel like you.
Mr. Mayor?
Yeah, go ahead, Julie.
Well, I don't think this is a bad idea. I actually kind of like it, but I somewhat agree with you that there's kind of devils in the details. But I think if we work through some thoughts and figure it with the attorney, we might be able to get to something that's reasonable and call it, you know, like an advisory, you know, whatever. But what it is it's not binding. It's kind of FYI information about what the community sentiments are, and I feel like, I mean, you know, politicians, you know, Representative Ortiz has surveys constantly, at least a couple times a year, and it provides one piece of information. It's not an entire set of information with which we can make decisions on, but I personally think it's brilliant when you talk about issues like, you know, community support, you know, $200,000 increase in wages or something like that. I mean, there's other ways you might be able to use something along those lines as well, besides just the state's budget.
Thank you for that, Julie. Patty?
Well, and under that budget item, I suggested to the borough manager that I wanted the clause broad-based tax stricken and have a balanced budget to replace that phrase. And then every year, and I'm probably the only one who objects first to wrangle saying we want either a state income tax or a state sales tax, because I don't feel comfortable with that, and I don't think any assembly member does. Originally, I thought it would be good to have an advisory vote on the October municipal ballot, but then that brings up problems, and I think the mayor, I think, came up with the idea of the Survey Monkey, which I think is probably better.
And then I just spoke against it. So, yeah, no, yeah, it's a good idea.
I noticed you took that term and spoke against it. But I think the question can be crafted. We may have slid by this budget year. We don't know. But we're going to T-bone next year. I'm positive.
And I believe the governor is going to reinforce that during his visit. The gig is up.
Right. So it'd be nice to know the climate of wrangle.
I agree. Okay. Any other discussion on that?
No. We'll make the appropriate changes here.
Okay. Thank you, Lisa. Poll vote, please, Kim.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Pasanka?
Yes. Approval of fiscal, item 13G. Approval of fiscal year 2021 and fiscal year 2022 budget calendar.
Move to approve FY 2021, FY 2022 budget calendar.
It's been moved to have a second.
Yes.
It's been seconded by Assemblymember Larrabee. Discussion.
share with the school district.
Yeah. I think it looks good. I'm pleased.
Looks ambitious.
It is rigorous.
We're going to give it a good go.
And you think we can get the 2-year done in this time frame?
If we start getting into things this month with the staff putting their budgets together and it is not looking favorable, we'll let you know.
Okay.
So we're talking about having a 2-year budget?
Yeah.
And not doing a budget for next year, or we're looking at a budget next year?
We would do a 2-year budget, and then we would review the budget moving into the following year.
Was I gone for that meeting?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you were.
We appointed you chairperson.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I
agree. We're not revisiting that because we had a vote and you didn't show up. So
yeah, I'm just going to state that I don't know if I agree with that.
That's fine. So, any further discussion besides the sibling and her pal? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
No.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Approval to hold a work session followed by a special assembly meeting on Monday, February 10th, 2020.
Move to approve holding a work session followed by a special assembly meeting on Monday, February 10, 2020 at 5:30 p.m.
Been moved. We have a second.
Second.
Seconded by Assembly Member Powell. Any discussion? Are you for this or against this one?
Well, the work session? Of course I'm against the work. Or for the work session.
Okay, good.
He's pouting.
He's pouting now. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Okay. Assembly members Powell?
Yeah.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Prasanka?
Yes. Attorney's file is available for assembly review in the borough clerk's office. There is no executive session, and that is adjournment at 7:55.
Thank you, Julie.